All right, guys, welcome to the Media Hijack Podcast. I'm your host, Billy Walters, and joining me is Chris, Unholy Jesus.
Yes, welcome back, everyone. Happy Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday, guys, and welcome back to another episode of the Media Hijacked, episode 142.
Yes, sir.
Before we start, if you guys want to buy some official Media Hijacked t-shirts, you can head over to themediahijacked.com, grab you some official t-shirts. Also, if you guys want to join our Reddit community, you can hit up our Reddit and then post whatever you guys want. I heard Reddit like got nerfed and shit. There's a lot of subreddits that got taken down.
Really? For just being too violent or?
Violent, nasty. They all getting.
That's what made Reddit special.
Yeah, it's playing by the rules now. So Reddit has been nerfed.
No more people getting shot in the head on Reddit.
I've never seen anything like that, but. All that is gone now.
I've seen wild shit on Reddit, man. Yeah. Man, Reddit wild.
Also, if you guys want to check out the replay for this live Twitch video, you can head over to our YouTube channel. And don't forget to rate and comment over there. Subscribe over there. Also, audio listeners, don't forget to rate, comment, subscribe to give us that 5 stars. Leave a nice little review for us.
Yeah, appreciate it.
And we'll read it in 10 years from now and reflect back.
Yeah, when we were tiny. We were just a small channel.
10 years from now, like fucking around the news and shit.
We have our own station. People working underneath us.
Mm-hmm. I was like, where's my coffee, Travis?
Gonna put that man to work.
No, it was a different Travis.
Oh, okay.
White Travis.
I don't know White Travis.
I don't know one either.
Travis Barker. Travis Barker.
Yeah, besides him, but he's not working for us.
No. Oh, he get that Kardashian money now. Actually, no, he got his own money. I ain't gonna make it like this man need money, but
yeah, he got money. Yeah. All right, so we're gonna run the first topic for the night, which is gonna be the fungal outbreak.
Fungal infection.
Yeah, but before we start, I have a fun little story for you guys.
Let's hear it.
So you know how I feel about bees, right? Like, I really respect bees and stuff.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know how true this next story is, but it's about bees, like, making beehives, right? Mm-hmm. On, like, a religious image. And they make the hive, but they don't make the hive on top of, like, Jesus' face. They build around it.
Oh.
And they notice, like, bees around the world, they will build their hive on the picture, but they, avoid Jesus' face on purpose.
So did he build around his body too, or just?
Let me show you a picture.
Oh, we got pictures.
And if you guys are audio listeners, you guys can just come out, yes. Check our little video out on YouTube.
Yeah.
Here's the first picture.
Oh, see how, they won't touch
them. Yeah, they build it and then they just skip the whole image.
Does that mean
I don't know how true it is. Like, anybody could just take it, right? And then just scrape out the center. Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah.
Let's have fun with this
because let's say they were actually, because look at this one. This one actually looks legit, where it doesn't look like nothing to scrape. It actually looks like they actually
just built around it. Yeah, yeah.
They really did build around this religious picture.
Like, nothing's chipped off or nothing?
The bees are like, hey, hello, Jesus.
Oh, guys, it's Jesus. Whoa.
I didn't see you there.
Build around.
Go around. I bet Jesus was like, I wish you would build a hive on my head and disrespect your Lord and Savior.
Bee, please. You better go around.
Be careful. Right. But yeah, that's a fun little story.
Interesting.
You know, you guys can believe it or not, but I don't know.
Maybe they believe in Jesus and God too. You know, we won't know. We can't talk to bees.
You know what they say about bees? Have you ever got stung by a bee?
Yes, I was actually stung by a bee. I'll never forget it. I have a fear of bees. Horrible fear of bees. I need to go see a psychologist about this. The first time I got stung by a bee, I was in second grade, and it stung me in the back of my head.
Damn.
To this day, I remember how it sounded. It was like, it sounded like someone's drilling to my head.
Oh, shit.
So I remember I was playing like Batman or volleyball in the backyard with my sisters. And there was a hive, like an actual beehive you would see in a movie that's like round and everything. Mm-hmm. It was up in a tree, and we didn't know it was a beehive up there. We got too close, and
you man, got too close.
I took a shot like JFK style, man, back of the head. I, like, to this day, I was like, when I see a bee or wasp, I'm like, hey, man, you can have it. And this guy who's been to like Iraq and shit, like, I don't have a problem with none of that stuff. Bees and wasps, nah, I'm good on that.
Yeah, I've never got stung by a bee, but then I was watching a movie and they say that if you don't get stung by a bee or bees don't sting you, it's because they're not allowed to sting royalty. So, I'm like, okay, where's the red carpet?
And they can't build on Jesus.
Yeah, and they can't build on
top of Jesus' face. Yeah.
That's
heard it mean something. I don't know.
What would you call that when you go against like religion?
A hero. I don't know.
All right, let's move on.
I don't know.
Roll Jam says he watched a documentary on bees and he says like the way they fly and how they communicate is almost alien like. Bees, squid, and octopus are aliens.
Yes.
Dude, I was saying that shit.
Bees dance. Do you like to communicate to dance? Like,
yeah, bees are savages actually. Yeah,
they're really smart. Yeah.
One thing about bees, I probably mentioned it before, but like the worker bees, they're not allowed to take a shit inside the beehive. Mm. Only the queen can shit in the beehive.
Oh, I bet you were stinking there.
And then, you know, after she's done taking her shit, the soldier bees have to carry it out.
Oh, that's a shitty job.
Mm-hmm.
Ba-dum-tsh.
She's like, somebody better carry this shit.
Oh, man, I can imagine. Servants, clean up my shit. And the bees are like, it's 11. And then
in a bee accent. All right. Main topic for tonight. Fungal outbreak.
Enough about bees.
What's up, Bob Bila?
Hey, Bob. Says, why would they shit in the house? Well, that's true.
Why would the queen shit in the house?
She's a queen now. She's queen bee, so.
Hey.
Y'all shit out outside.
Don't bees got equality?
Yeah, I would hope so.
Nope, they don't.
They have a hierarchy.
There's a hierarchy, and like, even in nature.
Go shit outside, peasant.
Yeah, basically. And
then clean up my shit when you done shitting outside.
Damn, who's going to fight for you? Nobody.
You make that honey for me. Stop bossing up.
Because the queen is like, hey, I can make male and female. I can make another queen right now.
What can you do?
Yeah, what can you do?
Little man.
Pollinate and make the world continue to keep on rotating.
You die for me.
Keeping humans alive.
Yeah, that's true. They do.
Yeah. This shit went in another direction.
It did.
But all right, fungal outbreak. All right, so recently the CDC warns of a deadly fungus called Candida auris spreading in the U.S. hospitals and nursing homes.
That was good. I like you, dude. Good job on that.
Candida auris.
Yeah, Candida.
Yeah.
But yes.
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, no. Yeah, so, fungal outbreak been going on for quite a while now, actually. I'm just hearing about it for the first time, probably because people started getting scared over this because I blame it on Last of Us TV show. But, so there's been it's basically a fungus or a type of yeast called Candida auris. Or C. auris, it could cause severe illness in people weakened with immune systems. So what I was looking up about this stuff, well, for one, it actually originated like some years ago.
2019, right?
2009.
Oh.
And then, like some Japanese, patient was getting, I guess, checked up or whatever. He had an ear infection and they found that he had the fungi in him. And they've spotted it like a couple times throughout the world too, but now it's kind of, the numbers are starting to pick up with people that are getting infected by it. As of right now, it says, the infection, they're saying like, hey, don't be too alarmed by it. From some of the articles I was reading, some of the, fungi experts or fungi doctors, I was like actually looking this over at the CDC, were saying, hey, this isn't going to be like the Last of Us. You know, everybody just relax. It seems to be really in a danger to people with severe illnesses. I think they said like one guy who had like a...
So like The Last of Us, you're talking about the TV show,
the TV
right?
show, yes.
So there's a TV show that came out on HBO. It's like, it's really popping right now. Mm-hmm. It's called The Last of Us, which is based on like people getting infected by the mushroom called cordyceps,
mm-hmm.
which is actually like a mushroom that you can actually take and be okay.
It's good for
like,
humans.
It's kind of like a stimulant. People take like cordyceps before like they do like gym workouts and stuff.
And it's also, they got mixed with like a powder now, I guess, for it? Or a mixture
with cordyceps is actually, it's been well known and used like a lot, like by athletes or like by people who wants to like stimulate their sex life, you know? They use cordyceps as a, like, you know, like a...
Does it make like oxygen like pump better in your body or...?
Yeah, it's performance, you know?
Okay.
I don't
wink.
Yeah,
just magic. I mean, it works.
I don't take it for that. I take it for like kind of like a coffee replacement.
Okay.
It gives you energy.
Gotcha. Yeah. Coffee's starting to become a toxic type of energy boost now. Uh-huh. I'm not really a fan of it anymore.
So that's why they're saying like with this fungus outbreak like happening, and then you see that TV show The Last of Us talking about like a fungus taking over people's body, turning them into zombies. So I would think like, okay, that would scare like the general public.
Who don't know any better, I guess, right?
Who don't know any better. Like, oh, shit. Like, oh, they're selling these cordyceps on Amazon. Like, haven't they seen The Last of Us? They're going to turn into zombies.
They're trying to jumpstart the apocalypse. What are they doing?
Yeah. And then now, like, you hear stories about, like, this outbreak happening, like, with fungus and stuff. And you're like, man, maybe that show was on to something. Or, I don't know, maybe something's going to happen, like, with fungi.
Some fungi, man. I was thinking about this, too. Like, when I first heard about this story, I was like, man, is this gonna turn people off of shrooms now? It's like, or some shit. Like,
I would think that was scary.
Are people gonna like draw like a correlation to it, even though there's no correlation at all?
No,
it's people gonna try like draw like a red string to it and shit. Like,
knowing how the media works, they would do like a scare like that.
Scare about saying yeah, for yeah, sure.
The reason why this is happening, like people have been using shrooms more now since you know the social media made it so popular. Now it created like a evolved version of like a shroom, but then it's actually like a toxic version where it actually really affects like your immune system to where you could die from it.
Yeah,
that's scary.
That's horrifying.
Yeah, know where you're getting your shrooms from. That's all I gotta say.
Trust your guy.
Make sure he knows he trusts himself.
Yes, and that he knows what he's doing.
Make sure he has reflection time. At least 400 hours reflection time. You know.
At least.
Yeah, but this fungus or whatever it is, it's been over 1,000 cases reported in over 12 states since 2019, with nearly half resulting in death. Candida auris is difficult to eradicate and can cause outbreaks among patients and staff. The CDC has classified Candida auris as an urgent threat and recommends strict protocols for screening, testing, in isolations.
Yeah,
they're saying like this shit is one of the reasons why it's happening, because of like one thing they said, what I kind of agree on, is like with the climate change, how things are getting warmer, is actually causing like an effect of these fungus to to grow in these certain environments.
That happened in The Last of Us.
Oh, that happened in The Last of Us.
Okay, so like in The Last of Us, the cordyceps,
they're onto something.
This happened in the video game Last of Us and in the TV show. They follow the same thing. All right, so the video game doesn't do this. The show does it. So with cordyceps in real life, it only affects like insects, primarily like ants, from at least what I've seen by documentaries.
Yeah, ants
basically turns them into zombies, and when they're infected, other ants are gonna know off top that, man, you smell kind of funky. Like, they'll either push them out the colony or kill them outright. Mm-hmm. But they usually won't try to kill them because then they might get infected.
Yeah, because they might explode.
Yeah, and catch the spores. So they'll push them away. And eventually, the ant gets exiled, goes up to the top of a tree, eventually dies. And then the process is like 2 weeks, but like a little antenna will grow out the head. And then once it's fully grown out, shoots the spores everywhere. Mm-hmm. So in the Last of Us TV show, this real life concept that happens to ants is translated to, hey, because of climate change, the planet's getting warmer, is now starting to crossbreed to all life. It ain't just ants anymore. And so you saying that, I was like, oh.
Yeah, it's a whole other ball game, like with the weather changing too. It's like a race to the finish. Because like there's like another cordyceps. There's like different types of cordyceps that you can grow. Mm-hmm. Like the one that they found first, I think it was the one that was grown like in Tibet, like in the high mountains, where like the cordyceps would attach themselves to like caterpillar larvae and stuff.
Yeah.
And then, you know, like when the cordyceps will start growing like out of the heads of these insects, like if you actually like examine it really closely, like with the microscope, you can actually see like different strains of like mushrooms like competing like for the top, like it's almost like chasing like another mushroom. Like
twining. I see what you're saying. Yeah,
they're like,
yeah,
holy
yeah.
shit, like these other, they're trying to compete for, you know, like
supremacy, I guess, like or
whatever the protein that's in whatever it was grown, and they can see it actually going up, like different mushroom strains, like chasing
different strains, just trying to beat each other,
chasing to the top and shit. I was like, whoa, that's crazy. So the type of cordyceps, like, they're actually like growing where they can actually produce like in a lab and stuff. It's called like cordyceps, like militis, militaris or whatever. Mm-hmm. Because the way it grows is kind of like if you look at the military, how all the soldiers are in line, it grows like that.
Like a single file type line. Yeah, cordyceps, okay.
Militaris. And that's the one that they can grow without having to grow on an insect.
Right, right.
And then those are the ones that they're actually farming and then, you know, reproducing it for the public.
Mm.
And it gives you all the benefits of the you know, having energy and getting boost when you're at the gym.
Okay, so that's the good stuff.
Get the extra pump. Yeah, it's good.
It's good stuff, man. And so this is the bad stuff right here. So they're saying that basically what they was the CDC's pushing out right now, basically saying that, excuse me, they're saying that, hey guys, don't be too alarmed. It's basically for like the super duper ill. So if you're a healthy person, you should be fine. Which, okay, yeah, maybe that's true, but I do remember this not too long ago where a specific thing happened in the early 2020s where they were saying, hey, you know, some healthy people, you'll be fine. And then some healthy people were dropping dead over a certain thing. But so I will see. Hopefully they're
talking about the C word, right?
Yes. Yes. And, yeah. And so it's kind of like,
what weird times, huh?
Ah, man, 2020 is a motherfucker. It is.
This was only a few years ago.
Wow, this is like the hardest. Like, the planet has had enough of us in 2020. I'm convinced. It is like, oh, you guys are done. I'm about to shake y'all off my back like some fleas polluting the air.
That season of Earth at that time was like probably written by somebody who was not supposed to be writing a story. Man.
When I think about there's times where I think about the whole era what we went through with the pandemic,
and it's hard to believe.
And I think about, like, oh my god, like, we actually went, like, everything's all hustle and bustle now again. Things are quote unquote back to normal. But when I think back, I'm like, man, it was like a ghost town out here at one point. Mm-hmm. And everyone was scared. It was horrifying. It was, man, everybody was in the house and at home catching up on. Was that shit? Tiger King? That was everyone. Tiger King blew up and all that, man, because everybody was in the house. That was like peak pandemic. Oh, that's the very beginning of the pandemic, man. That's
when the Tiger King.
Yes.
Entertained everybody.
During the pandemic, man. Wild times. And now here we are. Still, this new thing coming up, I guess. Hopefully you don't get too out of control. But yeah, so they say that so far it's infected at least 13 people, including 4 who died. I think they had some cases in Mississippi, yada, 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 whatnot. But they said the number of infections have increased from, because basically back in 2019, is 59% or 756. And now they're up at 1,471 infected right now. And right now they just keep saying the numbers are going up. That's what they're warning people. Hey, be careful. This shit is starting to spread a lot more. But guys, don't be too alarmed. Don't be too alarmed. Because there is a way that you can actually beat this.
How do you beat it?
There's a way. So far, from what I'm reading, is that using bleach, cleaning rooms, because they talk about how when you have patients who are infected, you need to clean the room, and nurses that come in need to scrub everything down with bleach and UV light. That's what kills, like, from the fungus, because they say, like, it can last on, the fungus can actually last on surfaces for like weeks at a time. So any type of surface, it can last. So if people, like, I guess, so whoever has it, probably coughing or whatever, it can just last on surfaces for weeks on end. So when they're telling nurses, or they set up a protocol for nurses, like, when you transport patients who are infected or whatever with this fungus, here are the protocols, and you need to scrub around, like, all the surfaces with bleach and use UV light. And they saying that it's been effective to actually kill off the fungus. So there's a way to kill it, but how they stop it from people getting it, I don't know. Because they're saying right now, also...
But what are the symptoms of, like, having that type of illness?
I'm not even sure. I didn't even read any symptoms, to be honest. When I was looking up stuff, at least I didn't come across any symptoms. With fungus, I'm assuming, like, respiratory type of stuff.
So it's almost like maybe, like, probably, like, the type of basic illness, like, you would get. Like,
basic illnesses, and then it's probably,
like fever or whatever.
And probably affects your immune system, like, completely cause your immune system to crash. Because if you have... I'm assuming that if they're saying it affects the super ill, it probably attacks your immune system a lot, and it just lowers it, and then whatever illness you got is probably what then takes over and kills you. So it contributes to it in some kind of way. From some of the stuff I was reading about, like, this guy who was, like, a paraplegic who had all these issues, he you know, caught it and while I'm dying and whatnot.
You think he had it coming though?
Nah, man. He in a wheelchair. Man, I don't mean nothing. But I don't know.
How he get in that wheelchair?
They said,
let me hear the story.
Oh, wow. What was that? Lost my spot. But basically with the, what was I going with this? So with the fungus and everything, they clean up the surfaces. Everything's good with that. Transporting the patients. And yeah, the racist is trying to act. The only issue that they're concerned with is how a lot of people who can actually, the thing that they're worried about is the healthy people are going to be the ones spreading it. Because yeah, you'll be able to carry the fungus on you. It won't bother you at all. But say you go around, you know, an ill elderly family member or whatever, and you're carrying the fungus. Like, and so they're worrying about like healthy people being the carriers at this point. That's the one thing they're worrying about.
My thing is like, where did it even came from? Like, it almost feel like
there
was like a slow burn, and now it's like it's actually coming in.
It's like getting traction now or something.
You think they planted it like a while back and be like, all right, this disease should kick off by the damn by 2023,
right after the pandemic. We got a new thing kicking in the gear.
After that fades out, we're gonna kick it up a notch.
Crank this to 11. Since while the fungus first identified in 2009 in Asia, like I think it says like Southeast Asia, that's where they first started at. Science determined that C. aureus first appeared around the world after about a decade earlier, after they re-examined an older data. So basically in 2009 when they found the Japanese guy who had it, when he first found it in the system after he did his, you know, ear infection, they actually, when they first looked at it, it was like they had misidentified it, the fungus. And now they started to pick up again. They looked at it and it was like, wait a minute, this is like a fungus that existed 10 years before 2009. So, you know, 1999, this is where it is, like they just realized now, like, oh, we've seen this before. But now, like I said, they misidentified it, and now they're realizing, hey, this has been around a little bit longer than we expected. It didn't just pop up in 2009. Now, where exactly at, I couldn't find. But it's in there, I know, like, they noticed, like, a pattern with the pathogens. And it actually says, they often start out extremely rare, then emerge in more and more places and become widespread.
You think it might have been manufactured?
I don't know. I think it's more of a nature thing. The way this planet has been acting, especially with like these tornadoes and the weather be acting up and shit, I really feel like this planet is about to knock us off. It's out of control. Now, the whatever started the whole other stuff, the previous shit we went through the past couple of years, I could probably see some on the level of this. But this is a fungi, and fungi are kind of like hard to control anyways. I can see humans really trying to control fungi. I feel like it might be too strong, like too wild to control. At least, I don't know. Do they use like biological weapons? I'm not even sure, but
it feeds off of proteins.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Mm.
I know something about fungi.
Okay. You might save us if this thing goes tits up.
Or make something new. I'd be like, my bad.
Oops.
My bad.
I was just trying to learn, man.
I didn't go to school for this. It's like I got the book from Barnes & Noble.
I just wanted to
learn.
Is
Barnes & Noble still a thing?
I see them out Zion, man. It's still out there. The one by AMC.
Damn, that's shit holding on.
Yeah, man. Over 20 years now.
It's probably surviving by that coffee shop.
What coffee shop?
Don't they got a coffee shop in there?
Is it
Starbucks or is it their own company?
It might be. I always thought it was his own thing, but I can see it being a Starbucks now since that's like.
Yeah, I forgot. I don't even know.
Since that's Coffee God now. I mean. But yeah, so that's pretty much it. I don't think I got anything else on this one. Just trying to put everybody on notice. So when this shit pops off, be ready. I've been noticing lately too. A lot of people seem like they're expecting an apocalypse right now. I've heard like 4 different people in the past week saying that they're preparing for something. And now I'm like, maybe I need to start getting ready.
No. Just live your life.
Yeah.
Just live. If it happens, happens. Like, look at the people that get trapped like under earthquakes.
True.
They were living their life until a 13-floor building crushed them.
Only thing I pray is that it's quick if it does happen.
If it's not quick, always have something in your pocket to where you could just.
Oh, question.
Like the suicide samurai's knife or something.
Oh, it does. I can't think of the name of it right now, but I'm just talking about.
Yeah, it's like a little dagger.
You've dishonored us. Ah. Yeah. Saputo? Question. So if, all right, so if the apocalypse was ending, right? The apocalypse is popping off, right? Would you rather get wiped out in the first wave or survive the apocalypse and be stranded on like this earth, this deserted earth where a few humans exist and it's just, you have to survive.
You know, the old me probably would say, like, take me out in the first wave.
Really?
But now, like, I'm curious how it plays out. So I probably would want to survive and then just see how it plays out.
I gotta see how this, book ends.
Yeah, just see how, like, people, you know, how they act different when nothing is working no more.
Oh.
Like everybody lost their rank.
Savage. Yeah.
It doesn't matter like where you are, like
where you used to be.
Yeah, like, oh, I'm a fighter jet pilot. Oh, I'm a judge. Oh, I'm a cop. And then, but everybody, boom, all the way ground zero.
Everyone's back at level one again.
Yeah. Then you literally earn the rank from ground zero. Everybody.
You gotta help rebuild the world.
That would be something interesting to go through. Like as far as like a life experience. So I think I would want to survive now and then just see how people are, you know?
You know what the funny thing is?
And I'll be on the sideline like this, taking notes like a psychologist and shit. Yeah.
Like how humanity's changed.
Oh, this motherfucker again.
I remember racism used to exist and now in apocalypse, there's only love. as you write your journal.
Jungle fever. Season one.
I know. Honestly, I'm the complete opposite. When I was younger, I would fight tooth and nail.
Now
I'm the opposite. I'm like, yo, back in the day, I was like, man, I will fight this for survival. I will try to like hunt for food. But now the older I get, and I'm now at this point, I'm like, if this shit goes up, yo, let me be the first one. Surviving ain't living in my eyes. Surviving is not living. So give me a part of here.
Right, yeah, yeah. So the world is already crazy.
Let me see what's on the other side now. This story's over with.
Without the apocalypse, it's already crazy.
Man, This place is already crazy as it is, man.
I'll watch, but I have like that suicide cat pill, like in my
teeth. Oh, the
like what they use, like the CIA has it.
Yeah, they bite on it and like
they take the false tooth out and then they
bite into it.
They crack that suicide pill.
I've seen that, man. I saw a dude in a courtroom do that one time.
In real life?
Oh no, there's a video. No. He bit into it and like he was like on trial and he like, well, I'm killing himself.
What was it, ricin?
Oh no. It's on the tip of my tongue right now. It's a, I can't think of the name, but it's not supposed to see, I think. But yeah, it's basically straight up like causes you to like have cardiac arrest and actually, it shuts down all your internal organs, too. It's horrible.
Damn.
Here's a bad way to go, so.
Bob, excuse me. Bob says, so starve to death.
Oh, my God. That's horrible. That's a painful way to go out. I'm about to just blown up in the first wave. Whatever the first wave is, an explosion. I don't want to be right there. Just a white light just washes over me. And
that would be the nice way to go out.
Yeah. Next time, I'm like, where am I? I'm in heaven. And then it'd be like The Last of Us. I'm not The Last of Us. It'd be like, this is the end. I go to heaven and see Battery Boys. They dancing and shit. Like, hey.
That's your heaven.
Yeah. It'd be chill.
Yeah. Okay. I say drop the bomb on my forehead.
Like right.
Yeah, here. I don't know. That's a hard one now. Like, I am curious about how, like, humanity will act. Mm-hmm. But then, like, at what cost? You know, like, what price I got to pay just to see this TV show play out, you know? Like, is it worth
it? Is it worth getting to the end of this?
You know, or, you know, I can watch it from, like, a higher angle. Mm. Up there chilling with, you know, Jesua.
Yeah. Just watching from the balcony seats.
Mm-hmm. Call him by his nickname.
JC.
JC.
Yo, can I get another beer? Oh, man, they eating each other down there. Like,
hey, yo, JC, check this out. I got to take a leak real quick. When we come back, we're going to jump into the next story.
Yes, sir.
Be right back. All right, and we're back.
Man.
All right, so in world news, all right, a couple was arrested after letting a 3-year-old smoke meth.
Oh, no. Why? Right,
so police in Vietnam arrested a couple on Sunday for drug possession and child abuse. Last week, a video of a three-year-old boy smoking methamphetamine sparked concerns in Vietnam about his safety.
Oh, you said Vietnam?
Yeah.
What? Oh, hell no. I really wasn't expecting that.
This was in world news.
Oh, wow.
And the boy's biological father, he was the one that reported the video because, you know, him and the mom, like, they're not together no more.
Mm-hmm.
But the father found, like, a video of his kid smoking meth, three-year-old kid, like, in a diaper and everything.
Wow.
Smoking meth. He took the video, and then he was the one that posted the video. And then that video went viral. And then now, you know, the mother and then whoever the mother's with, they're getting charged with, like, child abuse and possession of drugs and all the paraphernalia.
So the father saw, like, so they posted it?
The father, the biological father, was the one that posted it to show, like, hey, look at this unfit mother.
Okay.
With my child, because, you know, he's not watching the child no more.
Right.
But he saw the video of his kid smoking meth, like crack pipe, in a video. Like, they were just recording their kid smoking meth, and then they thought it was cute. And then he was like, I'll show you cute. I'm going to post this on, like, Facebook or whatever. And then it went viral.
I didn't even know meth even reached that far. I thought that was, like...
Drugs is big over there.
I thought that was a Southern thing. That was, like, American Southern. Like,
no, drugs are everywhere, dude.
That's true. But I thought meth was more, like, a local thing. I mean, because it's tearing this country apart. Maybe it's because... I think it's because I hear it tearing up America so much that I don't ever, like... Maybe when I kind of overlook stories that happen overseas, probably. But man, oh hell, throw them under the jails, man. And look, I'm assuming that she probably won, like, custody of the kid because in court or some shit. And
yeah, so the mother right now, she's being investigated along, like, with the boyfriend, the one that lives with her.
Oh, I knew
it's always like the boyfriend, huh?
Yeah, some dickhead boyfriend that
brings in all those drugs in the house and shit.
Yeah, let's smoke meth in front of the kid.
Damn.
Hey, little man, shotgun. Like, man.
Yeah, like, if you have kids and then you're a single mom and you're trying to get back in the dating scene, like, try to at least
a positive,
like, vet these guys too. Just see the background a little bit and then, you know.
Yeah, get to know.
Don't bring them around your kids until you really know the person.
Hell yeah. I have a friend who at one time was, we had this conversation years ago, but they were telling me that, man, if I had a girl and I got her pregnant and then she's my baby mama, this, that, and the third, I wouldn't want her bringing no man around my child. And I was like, I get it. I truly get it. I really do. But on some kind of level, though, I do think... I'm not saying I think that the father needs to have input on the type of men that she picks,
mm-hmm.
but needs to have some type of, like, in the real world, if you have a baby mama and y'all shit can't work for nothing, the reality is she's going to be with somebody else eventually, and that somebody else is probably going to be around your child at some point, no matter what. It's going to happen. The only thing I would want as a man is, like, I'm not saying I want to have input on who you pick, but can you at least be concerned about picking somebody that's going to be safe around our child? Like, this ain't just your kid. Mm-hmm. It's our child. And even though I personally wouldn't want nobody else being around my kid, just make sure you pick a decent person. Not nobody's going to be touching our kid or somebody you can't trust. Or a lot of times you hear stories about women getting with men who are fresh out the damn joint. And
when you say joint, you're talking about
fucking prison. And they get out and then... The mother goes to work and, like, hey, can you watch my three daughters? And then he's like, yeah, sure. And then messes around with one of the kids or something like that while mom at work. And it's like, you gotta move a little bit better than that, man.
Thank you.
Something Tony.
Thank you, Tony.
R1 Tony. Yeah, you gotta move a little bit better than that, man. I get it. Like, you, some women are probably like, yeah, I'm single, I'm gonna get some dick, but you have a child and
just, wait, you're trying to get some dick?
No, I'm just playing.
And, take that sound bite out.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Put it in a loop.
I can't run for president now. just so, no, but real shit, though, is like, women, and I'm not saying, like, men can't be shit too, but it's like, when it comes to certain types of situations where these women want to bring men into their lives after, you know, and they got their kid with them, like, vet them a little bit better. Mm-hmm. If you see any type of red flags, don't have them around your kid.
Right. Yeah, there's nobody that's perfect. That's why, like, it's almost like you just have to learn how to put up with certain stuff that you don't like.
Yeah.
Compromise, I guess.
For real.
You know?
That's why I've always had the mindset of, if me and my girl got a kid and it don't work out, I still want to be cordial with her. And I would like to have a little bit input on the type of man she would be bringing around. Inevitably, not like hanging out with the kid all the time, but being in the same household at one point, or just coming over to hang out with her and chill, and my kid over there at the same time. Like, let me get a feel for this person now. Like, I don't want you just bringing anybody around my kid. Like, I should have some type of input. You know, at least that's what I think. I know that may sound controlling to some people, but at the same time, is this man, a lot of people out there that these situations I hear so much in the news with a boyfriend or a man that killing a kid, throwing a kid into the wall, beating a kid to death, that child wasn't even theirs to begin with.
Yeah, there's like this other story that I heard that's so crazy, where the mom, she's dating like the new boyfriend, right? For over maybe 10, 15 years, right?
Yeah.
And at the time, she already had a daughter. So, you know, he knew the daughter since she was like really young.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, after 10, 15 years, like she's like a grown child now. And later, the mom found out that the boyfriend had a hidden camera inside the shower where the shower light fixture was at. What? And it was like a live feed too. It was like one of those live cameras, like the Ring camera.
Yeah.
But he had one of those cameras in the one of the light fixtures. So he was watching her child take a shower like every day. And then when she found that out, she was like, I can't believe it. Like, I thought I knew this guy over 10 years. And then he'd do something like this. And can you imagine what he was probably doing before that?
God knows.
If what. She just finally caught him.
That's 10 years of shit he could have been doing.
Yeah, who knows what the hell he was doing. So
it's horrifying.
Yeah, that's scary. That makes you not even want to have a kid, dude.
Man,
if you do have a kid,
don't be with nobody.
Make sure... I don't know. Maybe have a robot kid powered by AI.
Just pop some lithium batteries in the back.
Boop, boop. Get a kid that's fucking smart, knows everything that you need, like knows how to set a 5-minute timer. All
right, 5-minute kid. A robot kid with like a Wi-Fi connection, so you can ask him questions and the kid knows.
He just knows everything.
And can cook and clean.
That's my kid.
Basically a robot slave is what I'm trying to get to. I want a robot slave
kid. And who wants to touch a robot kid? Nobody.
Nothing, man.
It's just cold.
They cold? Yeah. They cold as shit.
They're just cold, man.
They might get strong.
No soul. They're like, and then the baby looks up. What do you mean no soul? You know, because AI is like, no soul. It's like, I have more soul than you. I have souls of like...
of billions and billions.
8 billion people.
Billions upon billions.
8 billion people. What do you have, Billy?
But nah, man. But it's horrifying, man. Fuck them. Fuck the mom. Fuck the boyfriend. Throw him into jail. Hope that kid. Man, that kid gonna be messed up in the head for life.
Yeah, the kid is actually in the hospital.
Yeah, that's just rougher than an adult. You mean a 3-year-old?
Come on. 3-year-old smoking meth? Like, imagine getting addicted to like a drug like that.
Man, it's hard for adults to get off that shit. You want to put a kid on it?
I know, right? They haven't even developed yet, so...
And it's not like meth is like a 100% addiction rate. It's like you try it once, you on it. You on it.
Yeah, that shit's lovely. That kid's like, hey, wear the new badge.
I want some more.
Yeah, that's wild. And it was in Vietnam. And you know, the crazy thing like with Vietnam, they probably have like one of the harshest...
drug crime like penalties?
Yeah, penalties for like drug possession, drug crimes. Like you can go to prison for like for life just for having possession of like these type of drugs.
Oh,
like
hell
for
yeah.
Life. Like that's murder shit.
Yeah, America is harsh on drugs too, but other places around the world like the Middle East, you get a death sentence for like having weed on you and shit. Mm-hmm. Like they don't play with that shit over there.
Yeah, Vietnam is known to have like one of the harshest penalties against drug possession.
Oh man, so they're probably gonna get the death sentence and you give it to a toddler? Oh man, they done.
Yeah, they're probably gonna get shot by a pistol in the back of the forehead. Back of the forehead.
They should make them smoke. The they, you know what they should do? They should buy meth and make them smoke every bit of it until they die.
Damn. Nice way to go out.
Hell yeah. You're like, oh, you like to get kids high, huh? Okay. tie him down. And then
it's like make him it reminds me of that Simpson episode where they try to make Homer suffer by feeding him unlimited donuts. And he was just enjoying it the whole time. No, I don't think I've seen that. Like they tied his body and then just kept feeding him donuts.
I feel like I've seen it. I just got like a
and he's an in image. Hell. Yeah, he's in hell too. Yeah,
I may have seen that one.
It's like an automatic donut feeder. He's like, just kept getting fatter.
Just feeding him and feeding him.
And then they got frustrated, like, oh, we can't break him.
he's built for this.
All right, that's that story.
All right.
What else we got, Chris? Unholy?
All right, man. Okay. We see. Man, this is going to be an apocalypse episode right here. So we're going to talk about this. Philly contaminated water. Environmental expert weighs in on Philadelphia. Da-da-da-da. Sorry, I read that wrong part. Basically, Philadelphia water has been contaminated. There was a chemical spill that sparked a mad dash for people trying to grab bottled water from everywhere. Everybody and their mom was running for water. It affected, I think, the Northwest, or I think it affected Northern Philly, Northeast Philly, and Southern Philly, I think, somewhere around that. But those locations were really affected by the main river that actually feeds everybody all their water. And it was telling people, hey, guys, do not boil it, because that's more, every time, even when I was a kid, when we had issues without water in the house, boil the water and this type of stuff, mm-hmm. and you know, whatever. But they're saying, hey guys, don't even try to boil it.
Because it's not water no more.
It's not water, folks. It's the liquid stuff you see in the Capri Sun commercials when you were a kid.
Damn.
The little silver goo. It ain't water.
I heard about like these detergents that people wash their clothes with, like for example, Gain or Downy.
Yeah.
They have this chemical in there where they consider it, they call it like forever chemical. For like, and they're saying these chemicals they exist forever, and they're trying to ban it like in New York and stuff because it causes like a lot of, you know, like a lot of illnesses and stuff. Because,
yeah, that sounds horrifying. Forever chemical.
Yeah, it's labeled as like forever chemical, and there's being in our detergent. And then imagine you're washing your clothes, like, oh, it smells good, and then you know you bite your clothes and stuff like how I do. I'd be like, damn, now I got that chemical in me.
It smells good.
It's in my body forever.
It's a part of you. Mm-hmm. So this is officials say about 8,100 to 12,000 gallons of water based latex finishing solution leaked upstream of the Baxter treatment plant Friday night. The plant provides drinking water for 975,000 Philadelphia customers. So almost a damn milli. That is crazy. I think we were talking about this before the other day. Is there a trend with shitting, like just throwing shit in water now, or shit happening in water?
Was it like a chemical spill? Like what was it?
Yeah. There was like a pipe burst that caused basically like a water-based latex finishing solution to actually leak into the stream. And it basically just leaked all into it. It's telling everybody, like, hey guys, don't drink it. It says, now says tap water is safe to drink until midnight Monday, which that's a weird time. That's the thing I found weird. So the pipe burst in and then it's calling the latex finishing to go into the water. They're saying, hey guys, water's going to be good until midnight on Monday. So how many people kept, so what are you going to do? Just drink the water up until 11:59? Mm-hmm. Why don't you tell people to stop drinking it? Didn't really understand that.
It's probably like a cutoff.
Yeah, probably like, okay, based off the filtration system and how far it's going to start to get on people's houses, you have maybe to Monday before it reaches the people's houses. I would have said, don't nobody drink water. Go to the stores. Why y'all? Just
buy the bottled water.
Because what if you like 11:59, you're like, okay, I'm going to get to the faucet. And then midnight, okay, cool. And you drink the water.
Yeah, I only know one person that drinks from the faucet.
Me?
And it's Chris Unholy.
Hey. Actually, I don't drink it from it as much as I used to, but every now and again, if I run out of water bottles at the crib, what can you do?
Just get a water filter, man. You're being hard on yourself.
I got attached and shit.
Not even that. You get the little pitchers with the water filter on top, and then just fill up the pitcher and put it in the fridge.
Oh, my TV having that. There's like a little filter on it. But other than that, I mean, no.
You should just get the pitcher with the little filter.
I could. But I'd be buying water bottles too, though. Just scattered throughout my house and everything. So.
Yeah, just like for like backup.
Yeah, that's true. You never know.
Always have like a good.
Always be ready.
A good pitcher of water. Just in case you need to have a water fight.
In case there's a fungal outbreak.
Mm-hmm.
and the water goes away. I'm telling you, but in not so distant future, we're gonna be going to war over water. I'm calling out now. Water's, I think this planet's gonna get too hot and it's gonna dry up everything. Yeah. And we'll have like the water wars in of 2045.
I think water is the most valuable resources in the whole world.
Man, yes. That's literally what makes all this shit happen, man.
Cause you can't eat a diamond.
No.
You can't eat gold.
No.
I mean, you can, but you're not gonna get full. It does nothing for you.
It does nothing.
That I know of. But water would be one of the most important resources on this whole planet.
Yeah,
when shit, everything hit the fan.
I know when I be watching like outer space stuff on YouTube, and they usually say this common thing of water is like the basic thing of how life starts, like on any planet. And that's how like how it was with Earth. Like everything started from ocean on Earth, everything. And so other planets, that's why they always look for water. That means if there's water, there might be life in it that'll eventually evolve into humans maybe one day, or some type of creature. But water's like a basic building block, a block of all life. As far as we know right now on Earth, that's our basic building block. So, but it's all we got, man. And yeah.
I came from God water.
Fiji water?
Come at me, religion people.
Come get me.
Look, just you, just me. All right, is that it for that story?
Do I have anything else? Let me just make sure. Cause I don't know if they kind of wrapped this shit up already. Oh yeah, but they're saying that people went from Mad Dash for bottled water. They actually did a bottled water advisory. And also too, when this shit first popped off, they sent like a text message. Like, you know, like how people get Amber Alerts. People were like in the Philadelphia area, everyone got like a text like for like saying like, hey guys, your water's been contaminated, be ready, get bottled water. And I'm pretty sure it caused a pretty crazy panic in that city.
I always turn off my emergencies off my phone.
I keep it on because I feel like I'm always behind the wheel of a car anyway. And with Amber Alerts, I want to know. Like, at least when I see them, like, hey, man, is that the same car just? Oh, shit. And that's the kid in the backseat. And then sometimes I want to be ready, man. I want to save somebody's life. Out of oh, they're on their way to Florida. Hello, 911. I see them. Yeah, I'm right behind them right now.
Yeah, the weird thing, like, I have mine off, but then it always goes off.
Like, by itself? Or?
Yeah, like, I remember being at work, and then all I heard was, you know, that alarm, but then everybody phone alarm.
Yeah, right,
I was like, damn. Like, okay, who daughter missing now, you know?
JonBenet Ramsey, where she at? that's what I think of every time I see him. Like, oh.
Yeah. That might have been like the start of it.
Oh, no, it was actually this girl named Amber.
Oh, yeah. The American Most Wanted guy daughter, right?
No, he had a son.
Oh, yeah.
His son's name was Adam. You're close, though. You see, you're kind of in the ballpark. He had a son named Adam.
He was the one that got kidnapped and murdered.
Yeah, horrible, too, man. I read that like some years ago. Horrible.
Yeah.
Horrible. But you was close, though. Adam, Amber. Amber was like some girl that was kidnapped and murdered. That was horrible, too. So, yeah. But I don't know. Them Amber Alerts, I do be trying, like, when I read them, like, okay, tag number, do-do-do. Like,
it's like, oh, that's my tag.
Like white Altima. I'm like, I'm gonna remember this one.
That's a
pretty
really
basic.
No, like it comes up a lot too. Like the Altimas, man, they just be jacking kids in those cars.
Sometimes I'll be thinking, do they steal an Altima then steal the kid? Because everybody has. There's no way we can all have Altimas now. I mean, I've never owned one.
Maybe people who buy Altimas, like they're prone to being like somebody kidnap kids.
All right, Mr. So-and-so, here's
your Altima.
Here's Altima. Sweet, time to grab some kids.
Yeah. Like,
in the dealership. Like
on the car that they like.
And the car dealership guy just be like, bye, waving off. Have fun catching kids. As they leave the lot.
Damn. Another thing to look out for.
Yeah, man, watch out for my Altimas.
If your boyfriend or girlfriend has an Altima.
They like kids.
Watch your kid.
They like kids too much.
All right, next story. All right, so arms manufacturer says that TikTok cat videos are keeping them from making ammo.
What?
Like a place that manufactures like bullets for weapon war.
Yeah, stuff. Yeah, okay.
All right, so Nammo, a Norwegian defense company that makes ammunition, the company wants to expand its factory to meet increased demand of ammunition due to the war in Ukraine. However, the company, they can't expand because a nearby TikTok data center is using up all the electricity.
Oh.
Yeah, so, like, TikTok, they built, like, the you know, like these servers to run all these, you know, TikTok shit. And basically they're taking up all the electricity to where this company that make ammos for like the war and stuff, they can't even produce it no more because
TikTok all the energy.
TikTok taking all the juice.
You taking all our bullets, man. It's our bullet energy.
Yeah, so the CEO is worried about the future growth of the company because of the data centers and energy usage. The CEO refers to data center storage of cat videos as the reason why like they're not able to expand, you know, the production.
So cat videos have been...
Yeah.
That's still a thing? I thought that was kind of like a...
No, he was just saying like...
Oh, I get it. Like, because that's how like YouTube really would come big. TikTok,
all you guys watching cat videos. It's just saying like that.
But, gotcha. Okay. I was going to say, didn't YouTube have that same thing too back in the day? That was like the cat videos took over YouTube.
Yeah. It's not saying like that. But...
Gotcha.
Yeah, so they're not able to produce more ammo because TikTok taking over the whole grid.
Man.
This is in Norway. And I mean...
First of all, I don't even know they made bullets in Norway.
Yeah, they make them for like the Ukraine and stuff. And I mean, I guess whatever in that region.
No way. I thought they still had like Vikings and swords and shit.
Oh, yeah.
And big ass boats. And
big ass boats like with the...
And Thor. And
yeah. Really big
people. And Heimdall, yeah. Big ass dudes to fight bears with their feet.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I ain't know
I'm pretty sure they still exist like that, you know? Trying to take over the seas and shit.
Yeah, that's how I was confused. I was like, no way. I was like, bullets? I'm like,
they upgraded. They evolved.
I thought y'all had broad swords. We got bullets? All right.
It's like, no, we make bullets, man.
And TikTok is ruining our business. Hey, man.
I mean, it's happening. Like, even like they're building servers out here, I'm sure, to run all that shit on TikTok. Because,
man, yeah.
How many users on there? Like billions?
Billions. In America, it's almost... There's millions of people in America. Millions of people in America make money off of TikTok, too, man. That's what I'm surprised they're trying to... I'm very strange that they're trying to ban TikTok right now. I don't know.
It's because the privacy issue.
I think every social media has a privacy issue because it seems like TikTok isn't doing... I think it's because it's just China. I think that's what it comes down to because Facebook has a huge privacy issue. Probably... on a level of that of TikTok, the issue with TikTok, like, what TikTok does is not doing anything different from what Facebook has done or Instagram or any other social media out there. Everyone's trying to grab your, or just trying to grab your information. In my opinion, if they should be doing something in, what is it, Congress? Because I remember right now in the Congress, they're trying to do, trying to ban TikTok in America. My personal opinion, they need to be thinking about banning Facebook. Facebook has caused horrible amounts of shit. Like two genocides it was involved in. People tried to overthrow America a couple years ago. That was all through Facebook. Like Facebook is like super mismanaged and a lot of shit goes underneath the radar. And it wasn't Malaysia, somewhere on the other side of the world where you had like people in the military, soldiers that worked in the military and regular like citizens, they got sick of like Muslims living in their country. And so they kind of just started like this hate group on Facebook and rallied everyone in the country together, literally on Facebook,
right,
just to kill Muslims. And then Muslims, like, I think they killed like 100,000 Muslims,
Jesus.
But it all happened. Yes, we talked about it like last year, I think, on the show.
I kind of remember.
Yeah, when they like just rallied these people around, like, hey, we got to get these Muslims out of our country. But it was all happening on Facebook. They was all just congregating with each other.
Yeah.
Facebook way more dangerous than TikTok has ever been. TikTok is still new.
Yeah, like, I think any social media, like, when you're operating at that platform where you're getting everything across to millions and millions of people, all of it is dangerous.
It really is, on some level, yeah, for sure.
Like, well, let me give you, like, another example of Facebook being able to gather, like, a crowd enough to where, you know, you have eyeballs on it just to check and make sure everything is okay. Mm-hmm. Remember that one time when they're trying to invade Area 51?
Oh my god. Oh man, yes.
Whoa, that shit was like created by like just like a teenager kid. You know, he just did it for fun, but it actually became
it's real shit.
It became like a real thing to where people are like, yeah, we're gonna fucking raid Area 51 to where it got to like a security issue for like, you know, the military base like in that area.
Yeah.
To where I heard the backstory to where that kid was worried for his own life because FBI were showing up at his house while he was at work. And then the FBI questioned his mom. Is like, hey, where's your son? Your son was involved in doing this invade Area 51 thing. And then he created I don't know, like, it gained so much momentum to where we have no control over it now, and we need to speak to your son now. And he got so scared, dude. Yeah,
he's like, you built an army, kid.
The kid was like, I was just trying to do this for fun. I didn't know it was going to turn out like this. And then, you know, the guy, Jeremy Corbell, the guy that directed, like, he was like the guy, the documentary with Bob Lazar. Jeremy Corbell was the one that called the kid and tried to fucking save his ass. And it's like, hey, here's what you need to do, this and this and this. And
yeah, then I'm trying to pull you out of this.
I can help you out or whatever. Like, just talk to me and then we'll get this all straightened out. And then
I can be an ally, kid.
Like, long story short, when that day came where they were going to invade Area 51, it was all peaceful and everything.
Yeah, they chilled out, man. There was nobody. I remember seeing like all the memes of like Naruto running towards the towards Area 51. Like,
because out there, like, it's just a desert. You can't even hold any event.
Shit, I just drove past it back in December. I was going from Vegas to southwest Utah, and I was taking the same path going right past like the prison where OJ Simpson was held at. That's out there near Area 51. Mm-hmm. He was locked up. It's in the middle of nowhere. It's one of the prisons. It's like 45 minutes outside of Vegas. Mm-hmm. So if you run in, you're gonna die out there. Because there ain't shit out there. I think there's a military base I used to train at. Still some very good miles away from that.
S4, right?
S4? What's that?
Oh, you can't talk about it? Okay. It's top secret. Okay.
But actually, out there, there's Area 51, but I never actually seen the spot itself. But when I was out there, there are mountains up there. Mm-hmm. And on the other side of it at night, you do see lights on the other side of the mountain. You're like, what are they doing out there? But you can't see it.
Hey, yo, Bob Bizarre. Hey, they're still doing these tests out here.
Them lights are so bright.
They're still doing tests out here.
Oh, man.
I can see it. Real Jam says, I think the only arrest was for public urination.
Oh, is that all they got on them?
Yeah. I don't think anything serious happened. Like, a lot of people showed up, but not the amount that they anticipated.
That was more peaceful
They killed like the whole shit, basically. They're like, dude, if you guys all come out here, you guys are basically probably gonna die, because this is a desert. There's no
bathrooms and
stuff. Like, you guys come out here, like, you guys are gonna have a rough time out here.
Man, the feds probably, or whoever showed up at that kid's house, was like, look, first of all, how do you know we had aliens? I mean, first of all, why are you sending your people out there? Like, we don't have anything out there, all right? Just chill out.
First of all, what tags did you use on your Facebook, topic? And
why is it spreading so much?
Why is that shit why did it get hot so fast?
Man, I do remember that. That was during the pandemic, man. Man, that was a weird time. People get bored.
That shit was a whole new world.
That was a weird time, man. We might have to do episodes just on that alone. Like, what? Like, 10 years later type shit, man. Man, but okay.
Yeah, that's it with that.
All right. All right, we're going to talk about, you know what? This is going to be, I didn't really read too much of this. I read this article, but I'm not going to read anything else about it because it was a dumbass article. But I'm going to explain how the fuck some media people actually try to entice certain events to get us all riled up, right? So CNN released this article the other day, right? It says, what's digital blackface and why is it wrong when white people use it, right? So digital blackface is basically when people use GIFs, right, of black people. Like, say, for example, I can't remember the lady's name, but ain't nobody got time for that lady. Mm-hmm. Like, people like use GIFs like that, or basically use GIFs of anybody black. CNN has started an article saying, and I think they're trying to start some shit with this. They're saying, like, hey, if you're using a GIF of a black person, that's digital blackface. Now, for people who aren't familiar with blackface, way back in the day, blackface was a term used for when white people doing, back in the day when they'd be dancing and shit on black and white TV and all that, they would paint their face black, like a black person, right? Mm-hmm. Give themselves big lips and all that. And they would imitate black people in the worst, horrible way. And that's where the term blackface comes from. It's like, hey, it's basically somebody misappropriating an entire race, making them look ignorant and all this other stuff, right? So what CNN did with this article was that, hey, we're going to do, basically just trying to say, hey, you know, white people, and I'm probably going to say anybody else who ain't black, hey, people of anybody who ain't black, you shouldn't use GIFs with black people anymore because that's offensive. Now, I'm saying, the reason I'm bringing this up too is because I'm raising a red flag on this. There isn't a single black person that's complained about this shit. Mm-hmm. Not one. And I live in Atlanta. ain't nobody black has ever complained about, hey, you can't use that GIF, that's a black person in it.
And nobody was even thinking like that.
But CNN started right. this shit. I saw it on Twitter a couple days ago, maybe last week. I was like, what the hell? Out of nowhere. So
they're
trying to create some shit. And it's like nobody had an issue with this.
Creating a problem out of nothing, like where nobody was even thinking.
Nobody said anything about this.
Because I wouldn't even never even thought of that.
I didn't even think of it. And I'm black. So I didn't even think of this.
So they're like, man, let's create like something else where people can, you know, fight about.
Mm-hmm.
Like, check this out. I've been smoking weed and I came up with this idea. If white people use memes with black people, wouldn't that be considered digital blackface?
They're insulting black people
because they're like, Trevor, you're on to something.
Run it.
Call up CNN right now. Let's run this story. Because they're like, don't you guys got like white friends that use like black memes? That's digital blackface.
Because we got to create this division even more. Because I ain't like this country got enough problems as is. But now you're trying to throw this into the mix?
Because it looks like they're coming together. We got to separate
They're trying to have conversations.
They're trying to like bring the love together. Like, no.
Like, what's the thing that people love, guys? Memes. How can we separate them? Memes. And then,
they're like, Trevor, you're on to something.
I'm listening.
You're on to something.
Continue. And then
somebody really want that raise, huh?
But CNN had the balls to drop this article. I was shocked. I was like, oh, hell no. And people for years, we've all talked about how this media has always been trying to separate us already.
Yeah.
But this is kind of like, this is kind of like not only smoking gun, this is they got the fucking fingerprints on the gun too after it's smoking. It's like, this is too obvious of...
It's reaching like crazy. Like
mad reach. Like they didn't even do stretches before they reached. They hurting right now.
Orangutan arms and shit. Yes. You know, they are in the zoo reaching for this.
I was shocked when I saw this story. And look, and then so when I saw this on Twitter, I went to the comments section and it gave me a little bit of faith in humanity. Almost everybody across the board, white, black, whoever, wherever, was saying the same thing. Like, man, this is bullshit. Like, everybody was on the greens. Twitter's a mess.
I'm glad they can see through the bullshit.
But I was going through the comments. Cause I was waiting for... I was like, please don't let nobody fall for this okey-doke. But everybody across the board was like, see, this is almost too obvious. Mm. Too obvious. Yeah. And nobody was with it. And, man, this article got ratioed to shit on Twitter.
Yeah, because
people went in.
Come on, digital blackface, get out of here.
First of all, I ain't never heard no black person even say this. Like, man, I'm offended by it.
How much weed you gotta smoke to come up with something where people can fight about?
This is,
what you gotta do?
I think, like, all it is like, I think racism is a business in America, and they're trying to make some type of profit off of it in any way, shape, or form.
What's the most creative way you can get people to fight over?
What can we really get people to lose their shit over today? Okay, and as you usually don't target something that everybody uses, but it's never been a problem. And the thing is, though, they can't make a problem out of this because it was never one to begin with. Like, a lot of problems that are going on in this world right now usually are...
Thank you, just rolled
out of bed.
Rolled out of bed. Thank you for following.
Appreciate it. Thank you. But nah, it's like they're trying to create something out of nothing. And I'm so glad this shit hit a wall so quick. It didn't go anywhere.
That's good. So, like, it didn't pick up no steam
at all, man. Even I was like,
I'm glad. Like, the people, like, they have common sense to realize, like, hey, they're just trying to fucking pick at something to where, you know,
we got enough beef going on in this country right now. But this was almost like, too, like, obviously trying to instigate the situation. It's like, all right, we see what you're doing.
Stop, man. Like, we love our memes, man. We use any meme we want.
Because then if it starts as this, because let's say, okay. Let's say if this were to kick off.
Memes, like, to me, is about expression.
It's all it is.
Yeah. It's expression. It doesn't matter what color it is or whatever.
And you're just trying to be funny.
Trying to express it, but you just don't know how to type it, so you use it to express.
Or kind of relate to the situation at hand in the conversation to make it funnier.
It's like hieroglyphs. Like,
yes. And so it's like with digital blackfaces. And it's like, so, because say, like, in the worst case scenario, let's say this shit did kick off, right? Black folks got mad, like, man, fuck this shit. Don't be using black gifts anymore. And then they'd be like, well, don't be using white gifts. And it was like, you have to be a specific race to use your own gifts now. It won't be any fun, man. Because it's too specific. And it ain't right. And nobody is really using that shit in any kind of real way to insult anybody. CNN, shame on you. You've been trashed for many years. This is a new low. A brand new low. Fuck them. I'm waiting for this network to crash because they can't seem to get ratings anyway. I think YouTube is more of a news source more than CNN at this point. I don't mind watching no damn CNN no more. So this is one thing they're trying to do. They're trying to grab attention out of this. Didn't work. this only proves the point even more, where the general public, like ourselves, the people, this gives us enough reason not even to trust this media anymore. So, is that shit?
Yeah. Continue to use any meme you guys want.
Man, ain't nobody
gonna say that. Don't matter what color you are. Use what meme to express whatever you're trying to say at that time.
That was like the movie Tropic Thunder. That was something I've been seeing for the past couple of years now, that the internet's trying to push, like, hey, black people were offended that Robert Downey Jr. was his face, had a black face in the movie. Now, there's two types of black people when it comes to Tropic Thunder. One of the ones who've seen it, like myself, who thought it was hilarious, and you kind of get the context of why he was a black man in the movie. Mm-hmm. There's a reason behind it. It ain't like any ignorant shit. That's one. Two is like you get black people who've never seen Tropic Thunder. That's it. Black people never complain about Tropic Thunder, not one single time. But yet you start seeing stuff in the media saying, like, that's kind of like Ben Stiller and all the other actors in the movie. And I think even Robert Downey Jr., like, do you feel offended? Like, do you feel bad about doing the thing in Tropic Thunder? He's like, no, not really. No one's ever complained about it, but they're trying to, like, spark something out of this movie that no one had an issue with many years ago.
Yeah, until way later.
Until way later.
All this racist thing started coming out, and then they're like, hey, did you feel bad for playing, like, a blackface character? Mm. It's like, man, come on, man.
And they try to start it up again. It
wasn't even like that.
And it was never like that. If it was a problem, it would have been a problem back then. But it wasn't.
It was a funny ass movie.
Movie is hilarious, man.
When they did that commercial. What's that shit? Thunder, whatever. Tropic Thunder. The commercial was so good.
With the drink?
With the drink.
A Busted Nut. it was like a candy bar called Bust a Nut, and Booty Sweat was the drink. It was Booty Sweat.
Yeah, it was
funny as shit, man.
Yeah, it was like back then, just all these silly videos. Like, it was fun.
Robert Downey Jr. It wasn't like Robert Downey Jr. was playing like some kind of like, oh yes sir, I'm coming right away sir, some old school racist shit. He acted like a black dude from the 70s. Like, what are you talking about? Like, it was funny as shit. Yeah, it was like not overly offensive.
Hey, was anybody trying to cancel, what's that one movie? The most hardcore movie.
Which one?
Django.
Man, no, that's
nobody said nothing about that.
I think that's the greatest movie of all time. I love Django. That movie's incredible.
That movie, it caught me off guard. I was never like a big like cowboy movie guy. I was like, when I see like old cowboy stuff, I'm like, I don't like it. But I watched it by myself. I was watching. I was like, holy shit, this shit is good.
Yeah, I watched Cowboys when I was a kid. My grandfather was into it, and then I watched it as a kid. And then I remember back when I was a teenager, when I was really like wanting to be a writer, I wrote a short story one time about a black bounty hunter. Only because I saw a story on History Channel where this black bounty hunter was super popular back in like real life. And his last bounty he ever did, he had to hunt down his son, was an outlaw, and he brought him in alive. But it was a really good story I saw on History Channel, and I kind of like, I was like, dang, they should make a movie out of it. And I like wrote a short story of it. And then many years later, when I saw Django, I'm like, yo, this is what I've always wanted to see, a black bounty hunter movie, man. Because it was like a lot of black cowboys, because back in the day, cowboy was a term, it was a derogatory term back in the day, cowboys. It was actually used for black folks out back in the day in the West. Mm-hmm. They weren't referred to as men. They would call them cowboys. And you had like, whatever they had term for, they had for white men that, you know, were cowboys. But cowboys is a derogatory term mainly referring to black men back then. Like, you old cowboy, you're not a cowman. But cowboy was such a catchy term, it just stuck because the black dudes back then were like bounty hunting, starting ranches, doing all types of shit.
Damn.
So the cowboy got really popular, just stuck.
I didn't know that.
Yes.
You learn something new every day.
Yes, man. Feels like Black History Month right now, huh? A little bit.
About 4 weeks late, huh?
You right? I'm late, guys. My bad.
Interesting. But yeah, like Django, nobody ever said nothing about Django.
I don't know.
And Django, they had all the one-liners in that movie, dude.
Mm-hmm.
They had all the one-liners.
Rojam says the dog scenes and the hammer fight. Oh, yeah. So, yeah, Rojam's saying that dog scene, yeah, when D'Artagnan got tore up by the dogs, and then the hammer scene, that's the Mandingo fight where the black dudes are fighting and shit. Mm-hmm. That horrible. That was... Yes, and that really happened back then. Slavery was horrible. That was miserable.
And Leonardo DiCaprio.
Oh, my God. Actually,
he fucking killed that role, dude.
He was like, so horrible in that movie, I thought he should have won an Oscar. Yeah. I know that sounds crazy.
I was like, who is this guy?
I remember back in the day, I didn't really like this dude that much because I thought he was like this teen heartthrob kind of guy.
The way he acted in the movie, it was like, you had to put your hand in your mind, like, who is this dude?
This ain't the same guy.
Like, he really, like, he went into some different character. Like, it almost looked like it wasn't even him at all. Like, he really played that character, like, to the T, to where, for me, when I saw that, I was like, holy shit, this guy is good.
But he is a slave owner.
Like, yeah, he's a fucking slave owner, like, a 100%, like, in his blood. Like, you hear it in his voice. Yes. I was like, damn, like, you talk to...
You do like to own black people.
You talk to your slaves like that? I was like, that's why that movie's so good. It's almost like, it's so hard to tell, it's, man.
Yeah, man. Everybody gave it to all in that movie, man. Everybody was good. Samuel Jackson might have been worse, man, because... Like we were talking about before about certain black folks who turn on other black people, and we got terms for it. Like, no matter what dislike we have towards a racist white person, we'll always dislike a race hater more. So Samuel Jackson Miles is like worse than anything with Leonardo DiCaprio. Like, you one of us, man. You licking his boot. You the worst.
Yeah,
because
like the behind the scenes where like Leonardo, he was talking about it, it's like he felt uncomfortable saying.
I heard about
N-word
that yeah.
and stuff. And
I heard they coached him like Samuel Jackson was like, "Hey, you good, man?" Like, Samuel Jackson and Jamie Foxx, I guess, were like, "Yeah, you good,
yeah,
man."
Yeah, yeah.
It's just a role, just kind of embodying.
And then when he said it, they're like,
"You say it too clean."
Like damn.
Sound a little too happy.
Is that your first time? Is that your first time saying that?
Samuel Jackson's like, you sound a little too happy, motherfucker. Like,
yeah, like, well, like, if you think about all the outrage with all the racist stuff, like, I've never heard anybody call out that movie.
No, man.
Nobody. And I was like, okay, watch that movie one time, you know?
Honestly, it wouldn't have felt, if the movie was sanitized like that, it wouldn't have felt genuine. It wouldn't have felt like, man, I was like, man, that was slaves back then. Mm. Ain't nobody being all nice and not saying the N-word. That right. didn't happen. That was... Yeah. Throwing it around left and right, and white people were just racist back then. Every white person was racist back then. That was just the climate.
Damn, that shit gave me hyped to watch it again.
It's good, man. A 3-hour movie, and it feels like 20 minutes when I watch it. I've watched it so much now.
Yeah, it was good.
Rojam says, Hateful Eight and Django were Tarantino's best movies. Mine, Django's a very good one. Django's number one for me, obviously. Hateful Eight was very awesome, but I do like Reservoir Dogs. That movie is incredible.
Yeah, Reservoir Dogs is good.
Hell yeah. Pulp Fiction was awesome.
Pulp Fiction. The Kill Bill series is good too.
Amazing, man. That was I was listening to the soundtrack the other day. The first soundtrack of Kill Bill.
Yeah, it was good.
It's so good, man. Mm-hmm. Good movie. I'm waiting for that third one, Tarantino. I'm waiting because I've been hearing rumors for a long time that the daughter, like, remember in the first Kill Bill when the bride wound up killing Beatrice Kiddo? When she killed the lady in the kitchen, Vivica Fox, she killed her in the kitchen with a knife.
Yeah.
And her daughter saw it. Mm-hmm. I've been hearing rumors for a long time that the third one was supposed to be the daughter going after
old girl.
Yeah. Yeah, man. Where's that at? Let's go as bastards. Yeah, that's another good one. Dust of Dawn. Oh, hell yeah. That's another good one. I think that's a Robert Rodriguez film, but yeah, he was in it though.
I got to take a leak real quick.
Me too.
Yeah, yeah. And we're back.
Ayo.
All right, next story. So there's a Twitter porn scandal about how German's authority, they caught a lot of people on Twitter, you know, posting, like, let's say they got OnlyFans and they're posting, like, they're literally posting porn on Twitter. And a lot of the users on Twitter, it's not just adults, it's like there's kids on Twitter using Twitter. So the authorities are like, all right, like, you guys, like, promoting all your porn stuff, you guys just can't be doing this stuff on Twitter.
Yeah, Twitter's been like that for years.
Yeah, Twitter's like the Wild Wild West.
Yeah, this is kind of like, I've been seeing all the time. I'm like, well, I'm like, who is this OnlyFans girl in this comment section on my feed?
Yeah,
I'm not following.
It's basically, it's been like that, like, from the beginning of Twitter. It's like, they post whatever they want. That's why they're like, yeah, Twitter's like, it's uncensored completely. And so the German authorities are like, all right, they end up creating like a software, like an AI system. It's called like Kiwi to detect like pornography and offensive content on Twitter, TikTok, YouTube, Telegram, and other sites, like scanning thousands of public posts and web pages per day. So like they end up finding like, I would say like over like 100 different porn creators and models in Germany posting like porn stuff. Material, and then they actually sent them a letter to the house with criminal charges that they're facing, and they have to go to court for all this stuff because they're being like prosecuted for like pretty much doing pornography like for like minors, because they're saying minors are on Twitter too, and they're actually seeing these inappropriate like posts on Twitter, so they're getting charged with that shit.
That's crazy. You would think they would go after, well, I don't know if they can go after Twitter, but an age restriction or something? Unless, I don't
know. Yeah, because under German law, and I think under any like law in most countries, like pornography is only accessible to like people like 18 and over.
Yeah.
So they're trying to use all this to incriminate like a lot of these people that's posting like their personal porn page or whatever. Yeah. OnlyFans page. And
hey, you OnlyFans girl, got your ass. Want to show your boobies? Yeah.
And then, you know, like, gotcha. Imagine like you're like one of those content creators, like somebody like to show off your tits and whatever to make money on OnlyFans. Now, then you get like a letter in the mail saying, hey, you're facing like criminal charges now because guess what? Little Billy here, 7 years old, he just saw your tatas, you know?
He's trying to look up Roblox on Twitter.
Yeah, he ended up...
He's looking at your blocks.
Getting hard knocks. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. And I'm getting his heart on, you know?
Give him his first boner. You got to go to jail now, lady. Sorry.
Well, yeah, and it's not just Twitter. It's like I said, it's like TikTok, YouTube, and they have their own little software scanning all this.
So how do you... And I get it on some level... But on some real shit, how do you promote your OnlyFans? And if you can't, where'd you go? I mean, as far as like as only if I had an OnlyFans page, how else would I market it? People to get to my site. I
mean, Instagram.
So Instagram is still cool with that. You can still do it on there.
No, they're not. Like you don't show naked stuff, but you show enough to where you want people to come to your page. You know?
Oh, yeah, that's right. Instagram isn't too wild like Twitter. But I'll be saying some stuff
you're not trying to give them the whole movie. You give them a trailer.
Yeah, just a little
right? snippet. If you give the whole movie, they'd be like, why I want to pay for the movie? I just saw it.
Yeah, like, man, I ain't paying for this again.
I just saw the whole movie. Like,
the fuck?
The pay-per-view is supposed to be like stuff that you can't see.
That I haven't seen already. Like,
yeah.
I just watched it on YouTube. Why would I pay for pay-per-view?
Right. Like Instagram has like all the pay-per-view.
Yeah. It would literally kill pay-per-view.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Okay. Yeah. 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 Just show a little bit. Just don't show too much, you know?
Yeah. So like Twitter, they don't have no age verification checking tool that's available right now. Because, I mean, even those porn sites, they don't even ask you anymore if you're 18 or older. Do they?
X-Hamster.
I haven't been on porn sites in a long time, so I don't know.
X-Hamster still does. They still ask for it.
A what?
X-Hamster.
X-Hamster.
It's not anything with animals. That's just the name of a porn site. But like, says it, like,
wait, you say they ask you if you're 18?
Yeah, every time he's like, "Are you 18?" Like, man.
Okay, so they're
man.
They're,
I'm here every week. Get off here. Like, ask me this question.
But yeah, I'm 18.
Nah, man. And if I wasn't, what? Because you can easily say yeah and then keep it moving. So they're not really. It's not really pleased like that now.
Right, but at least they're covering their ass.
It's something. It's some type of deterrent.
If you go to like the popular one, like Pornhub.
Oh, you'd be like, Pornhub leaves the door open.
All you do is just .com, front page.
Pornhub leaves the door.
I'm like, whoa. That's it? I don't got to agree to nothing?
Pornhub leaves the door open so badly. I remember during the pandemic, they had, it's like, Pornhub was like, because people are out of work and struggling right now, you can watch all our premium porn for free. You remember that? Oh, actually, well, I remember.
I don't remember that.
I remember.
But what's the difference with the premium porn?
So, like, because Pornhub usually has, like, okay, 10, 15-minute clips, whatever. Mm. So instead of 10, 15-minute clips of the specific porn star you want to see, and you have to pay gold membership to see, like, some full videos, there was, like, watch as much as you want. There's no restrictions now. So it was, like... Good 2 weeks was a mad grab.
Damn.
The mad grab to watch all that.
I don't know. I've never watched like premium porn before.
I would never pay for porn.
I've never looked for like a celebrity porn star. Like who would be like a celebrity porn star?
Like,
like nowadays. Like when in our days would be like Jenna Jameson.
Oh God.
Now, what would be like the recognizable name? I just showed the age.
Like Abella Danger. She's a pretty big one.
Who's that?
But she's a porn star. She's like
Abella Danger.
Abella Danger. She's a real big porn star. She blown the fuck up.
Is she like, what's her like color?
She's like a white chick, maybe Italian or something.
I said that wrong.
Maybe
she's a white chick.
Yeah. She's like a white chick, but I think her nationality. She might be like Italian or something. I don't know, something like that. She look Italian. She's
is she famous?
She's from New York.
Is she famous for something before that?
Nah, just for getting smashed. Oh. That's about it. She got a lot of followers on IG, though, so.
Oh, I never heard of her.
Yeah. I try to keep up with some good ones. I want to keep on following.
But, you know, what's another one? I'm just asking.
Adriana Chechik, she's a good one, but she's
never heard of that either. Is that a Russian?
She wow, no, name? She's like a white chick, but I don't even know if that's a real last name. But though her, but she, I think she might be out of commission for porn for a while.
He says Billy Affleck, he don't know.
He know. He trying to see how much I know. I know a lot.
Just testing the crowd, you know, testing the water.
No, but anyway, Adriana Chechik, she's the one who
I never heard that.
She was a
no, I really never heard of that.
She was the one that was at was it TwitchCon recently?
Oh,
she's a huge gamer. I watched her like.
Oh,
she broke her fucking back.
I don't. No, I don't know that one, but I know the other one. She's like a Twitch streamer now.
Yeah.
Sasha Gray. You guys know Sasha Gray?
Oh, she retired from porn, but yeah.
She retired from porn. Now she's doing like Twitch.
Yeah.
She's actually a cool ass girl.
Okay.
I knew her on Twitch before, like, for porn videos.
Mm. But then she retired. Now she's
right.
I think she's like she tried to do podcasts.
Like a cool ass normal. A normal girl.
They all are, man. Would you kind of break it down as like, you know what?
I was like, she's not a sex machine like that. It was like this.
Yeah.
She's actually normal people.
I watch her. Yeah. And when you start watching some things of, not saying like I watch interviews with porn stars, but I watch like certain documentaries about just the porn star life or whatever. You start seeing them as humans. It's kind of a turnoff. Because you seem like, oh my God, they're like fucking humans. And they kind of take about like, yeah, they are people. And then it is a job. It's not like, I mean, a lot of them are like, yeah, I like fucking. But I mean, I enjoy my time with my man or my significant other way more. This is just a job. And da 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 da. You're like, all right, it's a job. It's like going to a strip club. Like the illusion of like, that's why I don't like strip clubs anymore. Because once the illusion was lifted from my eyes, I'm like, man, these women don't like none of these dudes in here. They're trying to make a check. They don't really want to be with you. I would rather be with a woman that wants to be with me. And once you kind of like break it down, it's kind of like strip clubs, the illusion of it kind of just fades away from me. That's what happened to me when I was like 28, 29. Yeah. I've been to a strip club almost about a decade. About
2 years ago.
Yeah. That's actually been way longer. I'm not a strip club guy. And I live in Atlanta. I'm not a strip club guy.
Yeah, I've never had that illusion like that. I knew it was a smoke screen.
Oh my God, Rojam. Did I meet you in a deployment? Rojam says, oh my God, Chris.
You guys might know each other. Oh man. Yo, read the chat real quick.
Okay, so Rojam says in the chat, Chris, did y'all do terabyte transfers of deployments?
No, explain what terabyte is.
Okay, terabyte hard drive. You can fit millions and millions of stuff on it.
Oh, that's what it's talking about?
Yeah, so this is when I first. Damn it, Rojam. He was in the military. So when you deploy. This is how it was when I went to Iraq. You deploy, you get there, and you usually meet people who, because when you deploy and you're getting paid mad money and it's tax-free, some people buy shit to help make their room a little bit better, maybe customize their room, their bunk bed or whatever. Shit, like, at time, I'm about to show my age, the portable DVD players.
Damn.
Like, and some people be like,
Mac, 40.
And when you move into the room and you be like, hey, this is your bunk, so-and-so's about to leave. Yes, about 40. People would have the portable DVD players. I'm like, man, I can't take all the shit back with me to the States. It's too much. I'm going to give it to you. Mm-hmm. And you carried it on. But then sometimes you'll meet people that will be, hey, because when I deployed to Iraq, you cannot get on any porn websites because it's a Muslim country and it's a dry country. So you can't drink. You will meet people that be like smugglers.
Damn.
He's like, I know a guy, like he's going to be over here at this so-and-so tonight. He's going to bring in Gatorade bottles. This liquor, or sometimes Listerine bottles, mm-hmm. Liquor.
Damn.
We got pool money together. Give him the money. He'll give it to us, and we have to be secretive about it.
That's so crazy.
We can't let us know because you can't drink in a country. You can go to jail, like in real life. You go to jail in like the Middle East for drinking liquor in some countries because it's a dry country. It's illegal. So we would do stuff like that, like smuggling stuff, or a huge thing was porn. So we found like porn, like just torn websites that were basically like big websites like. What was it like? What was it like big back then? Round and Brown or something like that. Like, whatever, like, porn sites is like big back, Ass Parade, like shit like that from back in the day.
No, I don't know. Okay.
that's a throwback one, but like something like Ass Parade or something like that back then, you can't really get on the website of on a computer. And so people have like hard drives, and either you would buy hard drive from the BX or whatever, which is a base exchange, basically like a little grocery store. Mm-hmm. You buy hard drive from there, and then people would give it to you, and you put it on your hard drive, and it'd be like man, hundreds and hundreds of pornos.
You know what's crazy about this? Like, I heard something about this very similar story where, like, the guys, like, they would buy like terabytes of pornography, mm-hmm. right? Mm. But then you would come across like a hard drive. You don't even know what's in it because you're buying like a mystery hard drive.
I wouldn't do that.
Right? So they buy the hard drive. Boom, they watch regular porn, but then they come across kitty porn.
I know it, man. I know it.
And this was like a thing. Like, I heard, like, okay, they're buying porn. They didn't know what they were coming across. And then they come off like a whole bunch of kid porn. Mm. Have you ever heard anything like that happening?
No, not like that. I mean, I heard a story, not when I was out in Iraq, but this is like a random story on a podcast one day. And this is like a true story with this lady. She was walking down the street and she came across like a memory card on the ground. Mm. She's like, okay, what is this? From like a camera. And when she got home and put it on a laptop, it was like child pornography on it.
Damn.
And they, like, she won't give it to cops. They won't have tracking out who it was, but yeah. But as far as I know, when I was deployed, nothing like that ever happened. Because when I was deployed, you can't have sex. Right. You can get Article 15 for having sex deployed, especially in a war zone.
Article 15 for the people Article 15, know?
The most ultimate punishment you could probably get in the military. It will completely derail your career, take your rank, everything. It's horrible. It's one of the worst things you could probably get, especially if you're trying to progress in the military. It could throw, especially if you're trying to go up rank and everything, it could completely derail everything. And and having sex over in Iraq, which is a war zone, was heavily super duper no-no at all in any shape, way, or form. And so porn was a commodity out there. And when you get there, you either give your hard drive to somebody or you basically became like a thing, like, hey, so give me this hard drive. I'm going to download to your hard drive so you use your laptop. And then we had this thing called spank tanks. So usually on your day off, when all your roommates are at work, you have a spank tank. You have like a little blanket hanging down. Because you sleep on a bottom bunk. You have like a blanket hanging down over your shit. Mm-hmm. So it's dark when you go inside. It's like a little tent. Damn. And when everybody at work, you know, you just get it in.
Damn.
Yeah, man. It's a system, man.
It's organized, huh?
Yes. Super organized, man. Rojam says, oh, he's saying, no.
They were always labeled training videos.
Yes, you got to, it's like training videos. No, yeah. Because like,
training
video. Video one, training video two, and after a while, I got lazy. I was like, man, I don't care if they catch it, they catch it. I stopped labeling it.
So I'm pretty sure, like, even because I'm pretty sure you were in the military before Rojam. I think Rojam's younger than us.
I'm not sure.
I'm
37, so I've been out for a minute though.
So like, if you were doing this, and then they still carry it on to when Rojam was in the military, so I'm pretty sure this is still going on, like they passed on this for generations.
I mean, for sure. Well, I did hear over time that they started, like, at least in deployments.
He says he got in 2012.
Got in 2012? Yeah, I got out in 2015. Yeah.
You said you got out?
Yeah, I got out 2015. Yeah, I did 8 years. Oh, I got in 2007.
Damn.
Yeah, oh, like,
it was close?
Yeah. Actually, I think
they're still doing the same thing.
Yeah, that ain't too much change. But I did hear that over there, the Army is not as harsh as they were towards their troops, but because at the time, or what was it? They started having like, hey, during certain hours of the day, like from, let's say, for example, because every other branch when I was out there deployed could not have the opposite sex in their room at all. Mm. It was like, no, that's a no-no, Article 15 off top. What Army was out there for 18 months, the longest out of anybody, more than Marines, Navy, Air Force. Army was out there way longer than anybody else. And damn near 2 years they'd be out there. And so they started making rules where from like, hey, from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., you can have people of the opposite sex in your room. And they started giving out condoms all over the place too, because it was one of those things that you can't stop people from having sex. You can't have eyes everywhere. So if they're going to do it, at least have contraceptives out there or something to keep from people catching diseases and getting pregnant. But they start making rules for the Army where it's like, yeah, you guys have people opposite sex in your room from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., but no time after 7 p.m. After that, then there's Article 15. But you can still do some in that time frame, but I guess they wanted to happen during daylight time. So they had to like bend some rules a little bit because girls were still getting pregnant over there regardless. Those rules didn't mean shit for some people. Mm-hmm. And it's like, well, we got at least, there's more, like, if these people are going to do it, let's give them safe reasons to do it. You know, let's give them something. Because you can't stop it. I mean, there's people that's married sleeping with you. Like, you receive two married people, got siblings back at the crib, mm-hmm. all the way in the States, messing around with each other overseas in the desert.
So that's normal.
That happened more than what people think, man. fighting a war and trying to get some booty. Like, in the desert too, man. It was hot as shit out there. I don't know how people even had sex. It was, everything smelled out there. Everything stunk. Yeah, man.
It's not like
But it was like Lord of the Flies though. It was like Lord of the Flies shit out there. Everybody's like surviving. When I first got to Iraq, there was a story where there was some guy.
You know what's wild? I've never heard like these stories like being told like in public until now.
Really? Iraq was a mess.
So now we might have like something hot right now. You know, like, you know, we got to put like some of these clips out on TikTok.
Yeah.
Because I've never heard like anybody talking about like, you know, like the terabyte hard drives.
Oh, man, it's a whole system.
Passing around like porno and stuff.
It's a whole system. And it's also too like, I lived in H housing, which was like the worst housing. Because when I got there, I was stationed in Balad. They're like housing areas, mm-hmm. right? Where people in the military all live. The specific housing areas where officers lived at, and everybody else has enlisted personnel or whatever had like specific areas where he lived in. I lived like in H1 or H7 housing. I can't remember what it was, but it was H something, H8, whatever it was. But that was like the worst housing, and that's where most people lived at. And when I first got there, despite supposedly there was like a serial rapist that was running around.
Damn.
But he was raping men.
Like a local serial rapist.
Yes, and they never found him. But supposedly he was raping guys walking away, because there would be like a shower. It was like where we all lived at, and a shower area at a different location.
So he was so sneaky to where like,
and you can like shower any time of day, like, because everybody had different work schedules on base. And there was a story going around. I don't know. I never knew how true it was. But it was like an urban legend where, hey, where if you leave the shower area at night, make sure you have your battle buddy with you or something, or a
battle buddy.
That's terrible, like a partner. It's like you got somebody with you like this, because supposedly men were getting raped from walking from the shower area.
But here's the thing though, like when they get raped, do they ever see who's raping them? So they could be like, hey, it's your boy Trevor in fucking Sector 5.
I know, unless you got pushed down like, oh, and then from behind.
Oh shit.
Like, no, I don't know. I don't know. Oh, it might be one of the things too.
I don't like it, but then he's just taking it.
Or maybe there might be some guys who didn't want to admit they got raped.
Oh, I can see that too.
Like, nobody don't want to talk about it.
Because he don't want to be known to be loose in the
Rojam says, I think that's the rumor every command has. See, that's what I'm saying. I always wonder if that was a rumor, because I'm sure Rojam probably heard the same thing on a Navy boat. Like, there's a rapist that runs around. There was one I heard about it when I was in Iraq. Like,
wait, so did they ever catch that rapist when you were there?
No. Supposedly he'd been...
Holy shit, he's like a ninja.
Just like getting them...
Just raping dudes and just escaping. Just getting nobody knows his name.
Getting like, some butt cheeks, and then...
An urban legend. He's just mysterious.
Just runs up with people, and then...
Nobody speaks about it because they're so embarrassed.
Yeah, especially... I can see definitely a man not want to say nothing about it. If it's true, I always thought it was like maybe something did happen, and it built up into this... This like damn. Boogeyman type situation. Like, there may have been a rape case of a male, but now it's like he's always out there watching you people. Be careful and don't walk outside wearing no towel. Which I wouldn't have done that out there in the desert, because
I think this story would scare a lot of the younger generation from joining the military, because they're gonna be like, oh, I gotta watch out for that rapist out there.
Yeah,
the mysterious rapist
in the shadows watching me.
Yeah,
watching the soap suds go down my body as I shower.
Like, I'm not worried about all that other hardcore army stuff that you guys go through, but that rapist that I heard on that TikTok video.
So I'm not worried about getting shot by them. What's going on over here?
Chris Unholy, he talking about a rapist.
Yes,
rapist out there doing all this.
Yes, but like I said, it might be an urban legend, because I never knew anybody that it happened to.
Yeah,
we was like our first day on base. As soon as we got there, like, hey, y'all be careful walking back from the showers at night. You know, make sure you got somebody with you, because
it's like a legendary rapist out here.
Yeah. He's out there taking cheeks and
for the last 30 years.
And then some of us were like, when they were like, hey, take your battle buddy with you. And all of us were like, well, what if he rapes the battle buddy too? Like, what if we both get it? Like,
watch each other's back.
It was wild, man. Wild time. Iraq was a mess.
And then you end up getting raped by your battle buddy.
Oh, he's in. I've been here for 30 years.
So like, goddamn.
Can't trust no one.
And that's the end of that story.
Yeah, that was it, man. Iraq is a mess, but
that's wild, man.
Yeah, I got a lot of crazy stories about that place.
Yeah, it's so crazy, because I listen to other podcasts where they do talk about like people in the military and they tell other stories, but they never talk about like the small stories like that, like
little shit,
what
man.
Do people do to fucking whack off and get their rocks off? You know, they never talk about little stuff like that.
I always tell people the most accurate war movie to me, at least from my experience, the most accurate war movie you will ever see in my personal opinion, and actually just from what I've experienced, is the movie Jarhead. It's boring as shit, and then sometimes shit.
Jake Gyllenhaal is in that, right?
Yes, incredible movie. But all it is, the movie's about, they're just waiting for something to happen the whole time, and they're on edge. And then when something does happen, they can't really do their job properly. Like, when I was in Iraq, we got bombed a lot, and I wanted to kill somebody so badly. But all it was just waiting around. We was like, yo, we're like fucking fish in a barrel. We get bombed every day. What if we get fucking hit? Why can't we go out there and kill? Like, it was aggravating. But no, it was just like, wait, like, it got to a point, it was like, man, we're just waiting to die at this point. We can't do anything. And that's what I felt like some days. But yeah.
So there is like a war going on.
In Iraq?
Or is like, is it an imaginary war? Like, what's going on?
Oh, they were just trying to fucking, I don't know, to get oil and shit. It went for 9/11. Iraq was a super illegal war. Horribly illegal. Should have never happened in the first place, because it had nothing to do, because a lot of people think that Iraq had something to do with 9/11, and it was two completely separate different things. But George Bush was so, Dick Cheney, I'm not gonna say George Bush, Dick Cheney was the real mastermind behind a lot of this shit. Donald Rumsfeld, all of them, and they were the ones that came like, hey, because they was itching to go after Iraq in the first place, because they wanted to get that sweet, sweet oil. And after what happened with Osama bin Laden in 9/11, they just threw Iraq in the mix. And so, like, hey, they got nukes. We should go after them. And then they did an investigation. There was no nukes. And some of them to this day will say that, yeah, there was nukes, but there was no proof, no nothing. Mm-hmm. It was just an excuse to get over there. And so, like, a million innocent people got killed for what? You fucked up an entire generation of kids that went over there. There was, like, 19-year-olds over there fucking fighting a war, losing their minds and getting killed for greed. Iraq was horrible, 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 horrible. It was completely illegal. Everybody that was involved in starting that war should go to jail anyway. But this is, they're not going to do it, so. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Bob says, I like that movie. It's pretty good.
Yeah. Jarhead is an amazing movie. That's like the most realistic I've seen a war movie, because it's just like, you're like, oh my God, where are the enemies at? That wasn't even action-packed. It was a lot of boredom and illusion.
You're on the toes the whole time.
On your toes, and then occasionally you'd be hearing bombs blow up, and then you get anxious and shit. I mean.
Katie Long was good.
Katie Long says, there's more to Desert Storm than that, though. Oil was a part of it. Oh, yeah, I was talking about Iraq War. But, yeah, Desert Storm was a mess, too. That was the OG Middle Eastern battle. Mm. Yeah.
Did it have to do with anything about acquiring the Stargate?
Maybe. I was when I first went to Iraq, I was a E1. I was, like, the lowest rank you could be. So, I was the lowest man on totem pole. So.
E1?
Yes. I was.
What's the E stand for?
Just an enlisted one.
Oh.
So I was just.
So what would be like the high rank?
E9. So that's Chief Master Sergeant. That's for like enlisted. But the highest rank is a general. Five-star general. E1 is like the lowest. That means like you like fresh out of like.
Damn.
Into the military. And if they had Stargates out there, man, I was even close to that pay grade. I was the guy they made. In fact, I was the guy that like had to clean up the guard mount. We used to have like guard mount room where we have to stand at attention and do briefings and all that. I would be the guy sometimes into the shift, like after like clean up the guard mount room or sweep or whatever. I was low man, just trying to make it and smoke cigarettes. That's all I was doing out there.
Katie says, you a sandbag at E1, E3?
No. I didn't do sandbag until I was at E4. I was closing down the base. But yes, I was a newbie. I was a newbie when I first
got. What's a sandbag?
Sandbags. Fill up sandbags, and you got to stack them up to build up barriers. It's a detail. Shit sucked.
He says, no, you are a sandbag.
Oh, actual sandbag? Actually, I was a cop. I was a cop on the base. I didn't deal with a lot of shit. We had to police the entire base of disgruntled people. Mm. It was rough. It was chill and it was rough. It was a mixed bag of a lot of shit, though.
That sounds rough. Yeah. We got a lot of people in the military in chat, huh?
Yes, apparently.
You know what my rank was? I used to be like a ninth lord. And then my rank went up to like a cosmic lord.
And
but I'm not gonna mention details.
Y'all wouldn't get it. Y'all wouldn't get it.
You go from like a ninth lord to like a cosmic lord. It's ridiculous.
You gotta be there. You just get it.
Yeah, but we're over time.
Yes, I was.
I got three other stories, but save it for next week. We're gonna save it. Thank you guys for joining us tonight for the episode 142.
Squiddy, she was a Navy too. I'm sorry.
We'll catch everybody next week on Tuesday. Peace out. Adios.
See you guys.